I find that my cousins, older cousins, had put in a land claim. And land claims, you know, when the government does the land restitution, according to the Land Restitution Act, to be able to have a successful claim, land claim, you have to, okay, we didn't tell people about owning and losing the farm. And you have to have evidence that you own that land.
Right.
And my cousin could tell, yes, I grew up there and I blah, blah, everything. I know my family were who and who, but they wanted the evidence and so on and so on. And they couldn't produce it. And I understand many people in South Africa fail with their land claim bids because they cannot provide the evidence. And here I was, having spent time in the archives, in doing research, writing the book, and here it was useful to the land claim.
Mm.
So we joined the land claim committee, and I wrote the evidence that was required, and our bid was successful.
And I found that also a very interesting part of the book. The question of land is just more than just a space. Do you know what I mean? A place that's linked to history, and it's
yes.
linked to a person's struggle and a yes. sense of overcoming. And I thought that that's also very relevant. I mean, in South Africa now, you know, when we talk about everything, the question of land has become very important, and it's also become highly politicized. It's something that every political party has a position on one way or another.
Mm.
And I wondered, for somebody like you who's gone through that process intimately, what your perception is on the way in which the land question is debated in South Africa, and also what you how you think it should be looked at.
Okay. First of all, as you can well imagine, Welgeval is a piece of land, 2,408 hectares of land. It's a piece of land. But land like that is not just land. It embeds people's histories, people's past, people's even dreams. And therefore, I think to just look at land as a piece of property where you can farm is to undermine really the meaning of attachment to land. It's a deep thing. I think if we look at it like that, then we will be sensitive in the solutions that we bring. Most people, when they claim, I mean, if you look at the removals, because you read about the removal from Welgeval there, because houses were destroyed. By the time they finished and we went back there, there wasn't even a sign that there was once a house in there. And when you think that Welgeval was not just even a place, a farm as such, it was a place of refuge. People came, they congregated there to take refuge from having lost their original homes. So the wrench was deep. And so for me, I just feel, especially for white people, if they can understand the layers of sentiment behind a land claim, then we would be more tolerant of demands, if I can put it that way. You were asking me how do the debate around. So that's number one. But number two, in my view, because I come from a really serious farming family, and I am worried about talking about land redistribution without accompanying training in the use of land, because it would be a real pity to give good land to people and they can't get benefit from it. I really feel we need to have a situation where we train people I have noticed a very strong attachment to certification as a sign of having been educated and trained. But we need to train people to be competent farmers. Competence should be what we should aim for. So I personally feel like there should be community colleges for farming, especially now that farming is no longer the kind of farming that my ancestors sure. did. With climate change, there isn't as much rain. How do they deal with irrigation now that the rain is so unreliable? And so it would be a good thing for the government to establish these community farming, community colleges, and train people, anybody, not just young people, anybody who wants to farm, who wants to make a living out of, because most people have done that before, who want to go back to the land, that they retrain them, upskill them, so that they are able to do modern farming.
And I really, it's an age-old saying, but it's true. In order to know where we're going, we need to know where we come from. And that's why I've loved this book. And I do think for anybody listening that wants to fill in the gaps of history in South Africa to some extent and understand a very unique and important part of I mean, this is, you know, this starts off pre-South African Union. This starts off pre
yes.
the notion of apartheid. It starts off yes. before all of that.
Yes.
And it makes the case for why land is more than land very clear, and it paints the emotional complexities through the lives of actual people, which yes. I think makes it a lot easier to digest, whether it is your own history or somebody else's, like it was for me as a reader coming from a third party looking in.
Yes.
And that's why, I mean, if you sort of tuned into this late and you're wondering what we are talking about, Land of My Ancestors is the book. Dr. Botlalo Temba has written it. Do you have plans to write more?
I hope so, yes.
But for now, this is what's out, and this is what we can read.
Yes.
Thank you for coming and talking through some of